It's 2013, Doctor Who's 50th anniversary. The TARDIS crew has ended up stranded in a very unique locale in the first episode of The Wooden Planet.
Doctor? Doctor, where are you? Really now? You just up and leave in the middle of a movie and don't even tell me where you're going.
Yeah, that's nice.
This generation of yours did a number on your manners. Maybe you'll be in the console room. Doctor? Are you in there? Ah, there you are. Hey, Doctor! What?
Huh? Who? What? What's going on? Do I need to vent the thermobuffer? Check the mercury levels in the fluid tanks?
No. Silence, please, Mr. Cobb. I don't need your assistance. Miss Anderson, do you realize what you could have done? If I'd been working on something important, we could have fallen out of the vortex entirely, been marooned in some hostile wilderness, or worse, we could have very well have been blown to smithereens. Now, would that have satisfied you?
Calm down! I'm just looking for you and...
And what? You were keen on scaring me half to death? Perish the thought, young woman!
No! I interrupted you while you were working. It's not like I killed a dog and spit on his corpse.
Master?
Oh no, she didn't mean you, K-9. That was just a figure of speech.
Affirmative. I understand. My intent, however, was to inform you that the system's failure indicator has been activated.
That little flashing red light there. Doctor, what were you working on down there?
Hush, hush. No, it's not the time vector generator. Not the 874 circuit either. Although, it wouldn't be, would it? No, of course not. What about, Oh, not the temporal stabilizers either. Aha, it's the automatic drift compensators. They failed, and no wonder too. I was updating their parent system, you see.
Less chatting, more fixing.
There's nothing I can fix. Oh dear, this is not good. We could be falling forever through space if there's a clear path. Hopefully we shall hit something and the impact won't smash us to kingdom come.
Isn't this TARDIS indestructible?
Only very nearly. Sufficient blunt force on an outer plasmic shell like the one the old girl has on her will cause it to shatter, killing the inhabitants and snuffing out the internal dimension. Ah, I think we're in luck, you pair. Look, there's a planet right below us.
The screen in front of me says the planet's made of wood. How is that possible?
I think we're going to find out.
Try and keep up, Brother Aaron.
I am going as fast as I can, Brother Ebenezer.
Go faster.
My sandals keep holding my rope to the wall. Ladder. Why me?
Excuses do not satisfy the Almighty, Brother.
I do not see the Almighty waiting for me at the hatch and complaining about something I cannot help.
Remember your place, boy. You should embrace the wonders of our simple, natural world.
Oh, I remember it, Brother. How could I ever forget with you nagging at me from dawn till dusk? And of course, we are not all as simple as you, Brother Ebenezer.
Are you talking to yourself down there, boy? Hurry up already!
Heaven be praised! I made it! Brother, look over there, by the shore. Is that a blue box of some sort.
It certainly appears so.
Do you think it could be an omen?
I do not know. I say we take a closer look.
After you. I think it's humming. Technology. We must alert the Abbess.
Do not be so hasty, brother. It might be a new type of supply vessel, in which case we ought to get the others and bring it below.
Would we not have been informed of them changing the appearance?
You know the answer to that.
A very valid point. I think these are the doors over here. Shall we see inside and decide for ourselves?
I suppose. But if it really is the devil's work, as you thought, we ought to leave it where it is and tell the Abbess about it. She will know what to do.
Agreed. Well, here goes.
Everyone out quickly! Why, thank you, gentlemen. That was a most timely rescue. The doors were jammed from the inside, you see, and I dare say we nearly suffocated.
Sir, are you and your associates injured? Aaron, help them up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, believe me, we are quite fine now, thank you.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, my aching back.
Shush. I am terribly sorry, Mr...
Brother Ebenezer. This young fellow with me is Brother Aaron.
Salutations.
Ah, charmed. Anyway, gents, you'll have to pardon our intrusion to your no doubt fascinating and cultured planet. Our ship, the TARDIS here, had a systems failure and crashed, as you can plainly see.
This is a ship?
Yeah, it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
This outranks even the demoniacal contraptions in the Forbidden Room! I told you it was the devil's work, Ebenezer! I told you!
Yes. Yes, I see. You'll need to come with us at once. The Abbess will want to see you.
Gentlemen, there's a logical explanation for our ship, I assure you. However, if it would make you feel better, then by all means take us to the Abbess. I'm sure we can work this out reasonably.
Great plan, Doctor. Letting the monks decrying the TARDIS as the devil's work take us to their leader. Nothing can go wrong there.
Shush! Look at this burnt to the stake!
I like to think our race has evolved past that by now, but, I get your point.
Change the subject, both of you. You'll have to excuse my accomplices, gentlemen.
We will have to go to the other entrance and take them directly to the Abbess.
Agreed. Follow us. No funny business.
Right then. Come on, boys.
So, guys, brothers, sorry, why make your planet out of wood? It seems a bit flimsy for an entire planet the size of... Oh, how big would you say this place is, Doctor?
Let's see. Judging by the vibrations, my guess is that it would take less than a day to make it to the opposite side. So, smaller than Earth's moon, give or take a smidgen.
Just a smidgen, not a tad a bit?
No, smidgen would definitely be most appropriate.
So, about my question. Why?
Charming, aren't they? But you do pose an excellent question, Zacharias. Why would? I mean, if you're going to build any sort of structure for the purpose of traveling into outer space, spacecraft, Dyson sphere, space station, artificial planetoid, whatever... It's much more advantageous to use metals and plastics. This whole operation is highly impractical. One stray match or knocked over candle and woof, no more planet.
And with how medieval these guys seem, that's pretty likely. Must have a lot of water on hand. Hey, wait. How is the ocean over there not rotted through the wood?
Plenty of woods are rot-resistant in wet conditions. The Huon pine comes to mind.
Ah, right. Sorry.
Well now, look at that.
What is it?
Seems to be a bell tower.
Well, the very top of one, anyway. It's be a part of their abbey.
Here's one for you. How many monks does it take to properly construct a bell tower?
Let's cover how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop first, Doctor.
Tootsie... what?
I'll educate you on that later.
Whatever you say.
Enter ahead of us.
No sudden moves.
You two are so paranoid. We're harmless.
Just get inside.
Yes, yes, right away. Whitney, ladies first.
Thank you.
And how about age before beauty, Doctor?
Recall, Mr. Cobb, that vanity is a sin.
Yeah, and if age were one, you'd have no chance.
That's very true. However, I think I wear 1900 better than you would.
Did you hear what that man wearing silver just said?
Indeed. 1900 years old? No one can be that old and look like him.
A sign of the dark arts. And in addition to advanced technology, perhaps that blue box keeps them all eternally young.
The Abbess won't like this at all.
And what about the Abbess?
It is rude to eavesdrop.
You do realize that's not eavesdropping if we're right next to you, don't you? This cart isn't very big, you know.
I'll work the lift.
Oh, wow! This place is fantastic! It's an entire little village. Cottages, orchards, a lake.
Oh, this is some achievement. Very impressive.
Indeed it is. There's certainly more here than meets the eye. However, I can't help but wonder...
What?
Why would a group of such blatant Luddites as these monks come to live on an artificial planetoid instead of a naturally formed one?
Political statement, maybe?
No, we have nothing to do with the evils of politics.
Smart of you. Look at the ceiling! You can see the sky!
How in the hell are they managing that?
Well, I'd imagine it's thanks to them on the scaffolding over there.
They're painting the ceiling to look like the sky. Why exactly?
Probably for comfort. Living underground must kind of suck. This way they can at least pretend that they're seeing what's outside.
This is truly fascinating. If you lot weren't so xenophobic, I'd love to write a dissertation on you. An industrious, theologian, and viciously anti-technology society living inside a wooden planet. It would be published in universities all over the cosmos, I dare say. You might even get me an honorary degree! You know, maybe they didn't come here by choice. Well, Ebenezer, old boy, you seem to have been here a while. Is that it? Forced into exile?
Thought so.
Ah, at last. The Abbess's quarters. Watch the apostates, boy. I will return in but a moment.
Yes, sir. I hate him.
Well, Aaron, why do you put up with him? I mean, if you hate him so much, surely there are other people you could work with.
I am not to speak to you.
Oh, come off it, my dear chap. We three are completely harmless, and you know it. In fact, we've done nothing but try to be nice since we met you.
I am an apprentice underneath Ebenezer, ergo I need to follow his orders to the letter, or else I will not be able to become a journeyman, then a master in my own right.
So basically, you're in a position of, God, give me patience, for if you give me strength, I might do something I'll regret.
Sort of, yes. Personally, I think he needs a good kick in the pants. Who is God, by the way?
What was that you were saying, boy?
Oh, I was just complaining about my pants, sir. They're too tight.
I do not have time to care about your problems. You three, the Abbess awaits you in her chambers.
To the Abbess we go, I guess.
Yes. Best we don't keep her waiting any longer, then.
Tell them to bring it over this way, Brother Pison.
At once, Brother Levi. Bring the blue box over this way. The hold is over here.
That must be the Abbess sitting over there.
How can you tell?
If there is one thing I've learned about religion, it's the higher they stand, the fancier the hat they get to wear. Leave the talking to me. I am a master of diplomacy. I say, you there, madam! I say, excuse me!
Maybe she's a bit deaf.
Very well, then. Oi, you!
Are you addressing me, young man?
I most certainly am, madam. I, however, am not young man. I'm known as the Doctor.
And these are my accomplices, Whitney and Zacharias.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
And may I just say that we have endured warmer welcomes in hostile climates?
We have other matters with which to concern ourselves than your comfort, Doctor. I assume you have an actual name?
Tell me yours and I'll tell you mine, Abbess.
This is a place for worship and meaningful contemplation, not the childish games of impertinent outsiders.
Can you spell that?
Sir, please! The Abbess...
And who are you, my girl?
Sister Leanne.
Splendid. I'm the Doctor, and these are Whitney and Zacharias. Say hello again.
Doctor, I must plead that you maintain a sense of decorum in the presence of the Abbess. She is the pilot of the colony and deserves our respect.
Well, seeing as you put it so politely, I shall at least make an attempt.
Thank you.
Sister Leanne.
Yes, Abbess?
Go make yourself useful. I shall speak with these newcomers in private.
Yes, at once, Abbess. I will go fetch you all some food and refreshment.
She is a loyal girl, but stupid and unrefined.
She seemed perfectly civil to me.
Yes, which is more than I can say for the rest of the people we've been in contact with since our arrival on this world, madam.
Well, then it is fortunate that your judgment has no worth. As per your arrival, tell me, what is it that brought you here?
Pure accident. Our transport, our home, she's both. Anyway, the point is, she suffered a mechanical error and we were forced to make an emergency landing. I shan't imagine it would take me very long to get her up and running again. That is, if I can get my hands on your colony's astro-navigational data so I can recalibrate the onboard computer.
Ah, yes, an understandable cause. Well, that puts things in perspective.
So you'll help us?
I didn't say that. Your cause is understandable, and I do not presume you to be demons, as Brother Ebenezer has. But it is also doomed to failure. This is a place without the complications of technology to tax our minds and drain our spirits. We have renounced the path of the motherboard and the information superhighway. Instead, we turn to the Almighty, and our information comes from the Good Book.
So, no astro-navigational data? Well, how am I supposed to fix the TARDIS then?
Seeing as it does not work for you, you will have to renounce it as the burdensome machine it is and join our order. Or be left on the surface to die during the next dust storm.
Can we look behind door number 3? What would be the third option?
Third options are for the lazy.
Well, can you at least point us in the general direction of the Earth?
The Earth? I can tolerate rudeness to a certain degree and keep my patience, but I will not allow the making of merriment that is in poor taste.
Poor taste? All I asked is if you can tell us...
I heard what you said quite clearly, child. Forgive my previous outburst. You must have been raised on one of the further frontier colonies. They have made their way here before and have professed a stubborn habit of being left in the dark on most matters. Still, I should think that after no less than 70 years, you had heard something of the event.
What event?
The event upon which Y3K, the Eater of Knowledge, drained the power of man's technological crutch. When the glaciers swept over the lands, and all those who did not escape into the void were annihilated. The day the Earth died.
What? That's impossible! Tell her, Doctor!
No, seriously, lady, that is impossible. I'm from the 39th century, and the Earth is thriving. Well, its environment is devastated and is completely coated in smog-bound megacities, but it is there.
You poor, poor, delusional boy. We showed great foresight in cutting our ties to that world as it reached the end of its life. and we have remained here in peace ever since. Armageddon is but a distant memory to those old enough to have witnessed its horror from afar.
Madam, I think you are mistaken. I have it on good authority that no such catastrophe occurred in this era. These glaciers you speak of will not become a critical threat until some time during the late 34th century.
And whose authority is that?
My own, actually. But I'd say any geologist worth their salt would tell you the same.
And exactly why would I value the authority of an uncouth stranger who not only disrupts my flock by flaunting his technology where it is not welcome, but does not even state his true name when asked?
Because I am a Time Lord. I was born on the planet Gallifrey in the constellation of Casterbarus to the House of Lungbarrow. And I can tell you that that alone makes me very, very well informed on the matter.
You travel in time? The boy here is not insane. I see.
Where are you off to?
I must discuss what you have said with my council. Be assured that I will return very shortly. Until then, I would like for you to wait here.
Well, I think that worked pretty well. What do you guys think?
I say I'm going to take advantage of her not being here and try out her big chair.
Oh, hang on, Wits. You can't. Mm.
Oh, gosh. It's all bouncy. I didn't see how anybody could sit on something this comfy and still be such a sourpuss.
You're a real piece of work. I'm still thinking about what she said about Earth.
So am I. Doesn't mean I can't be sitting on this bouncy, bouncy chair at the same time, does it?
No, it doesn't, Whitney. But taking all this in, I can't help but wonder.
What would make these monks think the Earth's been destroyed?
Exactly. I mean, all religious sects have their own way of viewing the past, Zacharias. If she didn't sound so sure about the precise sequence, I'd be inclined to call it merely an embellished interpretation of other events.
The first part was something like draining man's technology. Do you think she meant a global blackout?
It might be, but more likely is that it was a virus. Y3K, no doubt the successor to Y2K, destined at the dawn of the second millennium to reset all the electronic systems in the world and wipe their memories clean. The stock market would crash and burn, aeroplanes would topple out the sky, anarchy would rule the streets.
Only Y2K turned out to be a hoax. And anyway, nobody could actually conjure up a virus that powerful, could they?
Computer viruses are not really my forte. But if someone did, it would be an astounding accomplishment.
Oh, what about those glaciers?
The dramatic climate shift is always going to be a worry for worlds with such diverse weather patterns. I'm going to hazard a guess that the Abbess referred to this eater of knowledge as Y3K, because the incident would have occurred at the turn of the year 3000. That puts us in the vicinity of 3070 AD. So the part with the glaciers won't happen for 300 or 400 years yet. And?
And?
And even then, the Earth won't be annihilated. In trouble, yes, but nothing it can't eventually recover from. A network of ionizer stations will have been erected in time to prevent total environmental collapse and allow the remaining inhabitants to effect a period of regrowth. I was actually there for that. There were Martians.
As in the little green men with funny heads?
Actually, they were about twice the size of a full-grown human male, and there was nothing funny about them. Their culture had a poorly developed sense of humor. But that's not the point. The point is there should be no reason for her to even suspect that the world has ended.
You going to tell her that?
I would, but there's one minor obstacle barring our way. The Abbess locked us in the moment she stepped outside that door. I propose, mayhap, that my eye-opening statements were not well received.
Any particular reason you didn't say something sooner?
Well, I would have done. But you looked so satisfied in that bouncy chair, and I didn't have the heart to ruin your good mood.
Abbess, I have some refreshments for the travelers.
Ignorant child. You want me to feed these people, these vile, disgusting creatures that threaten our very way of life? Bah! Give me this!
Wait, what?
Very nice. These heretical travelers are to remain locked in there until I say otherwise. I shall be taking my meal in the dining hall. I am not to be disturbed.
But...
But what?
Collecting that meant reduced rations for the entire order.
Yes, well, their laziness in bringing the harvest in is what most likely brought the evildoers here in the first place. This will be their punishment.
But we're ahead of schedule.
Enough. I'm through arguing with you. I am the pilot of the colony, and what I say is law. Therefore, I say I am entitled to an extra meal. Now go, perform your duties before you're given 40 lashes.
Yes, Abbess.
How's our hunt for the secret passage coming?
That hour had better not include you. You're just staring out that window.
I'm supervising and providing moral support.
Oh, is that the PC term for being lazy in the century?
Oh, hush. Mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I suppose. I'm just watching these monks go about their business.
And that's totally not creepy at all.
Stop! I'm just passing the time. It's rather charming seeing all their little lives. Going to work, talking to friends on the road. Ooh, that one's going fishing. I wonder if they have gumblejack in the lake. People watching is fun, you know. You should try it sometime.
Oh, I love people watching, but right now we're trying to find an escape route. Hint, hint?
You know, their leader jailing us aside, this order seems to be of a gentle sort on the whole. They're very diligent, good with teamwork. Like this group, repairing that cottage over there. Hang on a moment, that's not right.
What's the matter?
They aren't repairing the cottage. They're dismantling it and salvaging the wood.
What's so unusual about that?
It was still occupied. The mother's right there trying to console the children. And I expect that's her husband helping with the dismantling.
That's awful. Why would they do that?
I don't know. It's not the only cottage they're taking apart either. This does not bode well for us, my dears.
What would you like for dinner, love?
Did they not tell you?
Tell me what?
Reduced rations until next week. One meal a day.
If that is the Almighty's will, then we will just have to live with it.
You're a good woman, Naomi. I do not know what I did to deserve you, but it must have been something spectacular.
I love you, Jose.
I love you too, sweetheart. Now, how about we go to the bedroom and...
What in the...
Let me go check. Stay here, Naomi.
Be careful, Jose.
I will be. I promise I'll be back in a moment. I could have done this. Slime? Just broken cages and slime?
I smell smoke!
What?
It's one of the cottages. Starting a fire on a planet where everything is made of wood is never a good idea.
What are they trying to do? Kill us all?
It was probably an accident. See, those monks are... continuing to dismantle the cottage. Are they thick or something?
Come with us. Your tribunal is starting.
Well, speak of the devil and there he be.
Wow. You two are big, huh?
Enough chatter. Move.
Excuse me, if I could just have a moment of your time, brothers. There's a fire burning down there and no one seems to be... What are you... Unhand me this instant, sir! If you ever, ever have the gall to manhandle me again, I will give you such a tongue-lashing.
Will you shut up?
Asking the doctor to shut up is like asking a dog not to exterminate everything. It won't happen.
Move ahead of us to the stand.
You will wait here until the tribunal arrives.
Sure. A question. What's all this on the walls?
You do not know?
I'm really not that religious. My Uncle Wesley was Episcopalian, but we didn't pay much attention.
Episco what?
Episcopalian. It's a denomination of Christianity. The way you lot have been talking, we all generally assumed you were Christian.
These
murals. They depict the second coming of Christ and Judgment Day as described in the Christian Bible, yes?
The what? Are you referring to the good book?
And who is Christ? This is just up here because the Abbess said the Almighty would be angry if it was not.
Is that so? Well, I don't know about you two, but I'm even more suspicious now. What they've just said reminds me a bit too much of Aaron's response to your mention of God, Whitney.
Agreed.
Were you just... Oh, you're just going to talk either way.
You're catching on? Good job, young man. Now, you pair. The Abbess seems to be quite the control freak, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. I'd say so.
I'm guessing that she's using religion to keep the monks under control. She wants power. She needs it. The whole harlot of the colony bit is just a cover to make her seem more well-to-do to outsiders.
I could not have put it better myself, my dear. Well done.
Thank you. But now the question is, does she really believe in the religion herself?
That's open for debate.
Well, look who it is.
Quiet! Quiet, all of you. Take your designated seats. Thank you all. Now, as you know, a creature that destroys our livestock has been spotted by Brother Jose. In addition, a fire has been started which threatens our planet and all that inhabits it. And we know who is to blame. These demons in their time-traveling blue box. These eternally young servants of the Fallen and all that stand with him come from hell to destroy us all.
Creature? Creature.
Send them straight back to hell!
It wasn't us, we swear. Just please listen.
No, we will not listen to your lies, abomination. These insidious creatures are not welcome in the sight of the Almighty. They declare that Earth still exists.
But it does exist. I was there next week.
Do you hear that, my flock? They are so desperate to ruin our lives that they no longer make any sense. The Earth was destroyed by the Eater of Knowledge and has been dead 70 years. We all know this.
Oh, come on. That is a load of bull and you know it.
They deny the new Dark Age. They deny reality.
Are you people serious? You're the ones dressed like it's the Middle Ages on an artificial planet in the middle of nowhere. Not to mention you're ignoring the fire that threatens to burn your world to a cinder floating around in space. If anyone is denying reality here, then it is you.
I have heard enough. There is no other option. They must be bound with ropes and sent down to hell, sealed away to bear their souls before the mercy of the Almighty. Sister Leanne.
Yes, Abbess?
Tie the apostates up and lower them to hell.
At once, Abbess.
No, please. Just listen for a minute. 2 minutes, tops. It'll be quick.
Why is it that whenever I have to deal with religion directly, I get the extremists?
Please get in the cart.
No, you can't make us.
Please, miss. If you do not comply, they will simply burn you all.
Just go with it for now.
We will save our planet from the evil, my children. Never fear. Watch as these infidels are cast to where all sinners go, the black pit of hell. They will suffer for their evil ways. Rest assured.
I am sorry for this.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I didn't think I would literally be going to hell in a handbasket.